Hello everyone. We are the NCRI Women's Committee. The NCRI Women's Committee works extensively with Iranian women outside the country and maintains a permanent contact with women inside Iran. The NCRI Women's Committee is actively involved with many women's rights organizations, NGOs, and the Iranian diaspora. The committee attends the meetings of the UN Women, CSW, and Human Rights Council, and other international or regional conferences on women's issues. The National Council of Resistance of Iran, NCRI, is a broad coalition of democratic Iranian organizations, groups, and personalities, and the Women's Committee is one of its 25 committees. Today, we would like to bring you abreast of serious problem Iranian women face, the spread of violence against women in Iran. In this episode, you will hear about some shocking examples in this regard.
In today's Iran, we witness the constant spread of violence against women. We learn increasingly horrendous facts every day. The authorities attempt to cover up cases of violence against women, but in many instances, the cases are too obvious to be neglected. The Iranian judiciary covers up violence against women. The judiciary has failed to prosecute the perpetrators fully, and its eagerness to release them indicates that it is taking advantage of this situation. The Iranian regime has refused to sign the Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women, or the CEDAW. A women's rights activist in Marivan, one of the cities of Iranian Kurdistan, has done a research according to which 1,200 women have been subjected to honor killing in Iran during the last 20 years. The law is written by men, she says, and the culture is the product of a patriarchal and classist society. Another social pathologist also writes, Iran ranks first when it comes to domestic violence. No home is safe in Iran. At least five women were shot and wounded in a shooting spree in Isfahan on the 19th of August 2021. The assailant was a young man who used three different firearms. He was identified and arrested within 48 hours, but the judiciary released him on bail in less than a month's time. The father of one of the victims said, "The bullet hit close to my daughter's spinal cord. Just a few centimeters further, she would have become paralyzed." We saw at least five others wounded at the hospital, but only two families stayed to file a complaint. Another father explained why. "At the hospital, they interrogated us. They told us that if we want the state to pay for the hospital, we have to hush and file no complaint." The shooting spree in Isfahan was reminiscent of another series of attacks on women in 2014, when the city's Friday prayer leader provoked the trend of splashing acid on women in Isfahan and Tehran, victimizing dozens of women. The perpetrators were never arrested or punished, and their lack of justice encouraged other men to behave similarly to carry out personal vendettas. Novardi is 36. She comes from Abadan, the second largest city of the oil-rich Khuzestan province in southwestern Iran. She explained in a video clip that her husband subjected her to brutal physical and mental torture for 3 years. My husband has blinded me in both eyes, scalded me with boiling water, hanged me several times, and broken my arm. He used to stab me, and the scars are evident all over my body. My ears are seriously damaged. Now she worries about her 9 and 10-year-old children, whom she knows are tortured by their father when he uses the drug. When Parastu referred to the judiciary to take custody of her children, Abadan's prosecutor verbally attacked her for publishing the video clip and shouted at her, "Why did you do a media interview?" On the 1st of November 2021, the West Azerbaijan's local news channels broadcast a shocking report. Fateme Rasuli, the mother of 5 little girls, was burned to death by her husband immediately after the ultrasound exam. He tied her hands and feet and set her alight when she revealed that their 6th child was going to be another girl. City officials called the incident a family dispute. Fatima's husband was released on bail the following day. There was another case on the 23rd of August 2021. Farahnaz Khalili, a 25-year-old photographer, committed suicide in the city of Bushehr after a judge refused to accept her complaint against rape. 2 months before, Farahnaz had been hired to take photographs from a garden wedding. At the end of the ceremony, she had a financial dispute with the client. During this fight, the client insulted and then physically raped her. The young photographer tried to file a complaint, but the judge insulted and made allegations against her. Having no refuge, she committed suicide. Women's rights activists had succeeded in attracting attention to the spread of violence against women into social discourse, but the bill proposed to prohibit violence against women was held up for more than 10 years without being passed. Until the 21st of May 2020, when the 14-year-old Romina Ashrafi was beheaded by her father. The official response to the public outcry came with a 24 delay. Rouhani, the regime's president at the time, intervened and ordered the passage of a bill entitled Protection, Dignity and Security of Women. The judiciary not only changed the bill's title, but also omitted 15 articles of the original bill, which overhauled the original intent. Then MP Parvane Salahshuri used the Persian expression to say the bill was good for nothing.
The new bill is a lion without mane, tail or belly. If this bill is passed, women will sink into a more horrendous situation.
Nonetheless, the bill stalled for 16 months. The government finally introduced the bill to the parliament on the 14th of January 2021. Now the bill has been shelved in parliament for a year and is not given any priority. In fact, with every report of shocking violence against women and murder, the bill is passed from one parliamentary commission to another. According to a lawyer,
"The bill of the prohibition of violence against women is tangled among political views."
Iran's regime is the number one executioner of women in the world. State violence perpetrated against women is several-fold more intense than the social or domestic violence women experience in Iran. The regime's president is Ebrahim Raisi, a mass murderer responsible for a vast number of political executions. Under his rule, the prospects for better conditions for women seem less feasible than ever before.
You can read this and other related issues about Iranian women on the website of the NCRI Women's Committee, women.ncr-iran.org. We remain committed to the struggle for gender equality in Iran. Our team puts great effort into its research, and you can find a great deal of information on our website. Take the time to visit. We hope that you found this issue of our podcast informative. In the next episode, we will speak about the Iranian regime's misogynist laws.